All right, ready?
Yeah, ready.
Doan. James Doan.
Where is 006.9 now?
He's on a mission, sir.
Do you expect me to talk?
An excellent plan, Mr. Doan. Look out, James!
Let me try and enlarge your vocabulary.
Oh, hey, my drink!
The biggest counterfeiter of actual money is the United States government.
Choose your next witticism carefully.
I want to be covered in drugs.
One day we must invent a faster working venom.
Yeah.
They cannot counterfeit gold.
The only gold I know about is the kind you wear.
Every law is backed by bullets.
Bullets do not kill. It is the finger that pulls the trigger.
Exactly.
Doom, I like that. That's a great intro. That is such a great intro.
It's an awesome intro.
That's right.
Awesome intro. Not enough Jack in the intro.
somebody wrote it and said they wanted to hear the Jack Rhodes show.
Yeah, baby.
Well, if you listen to the end of the September Night Show, you can hear part of the Jack Rhodes show.
That's right. It's great. Well, this is the Jimmy Doan Show. September
19th.
Middle of September. We're coming up on fall.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be in 2 days. We're going to have fall.
Of course, it's still summer here.
Yeah. Well, actually, today was pretty nice. Today actually only went up in the mid 80s, and it's supposed to go down to the 60s. So we're not here. Anyway, we want to say hello to everybody. We did want to talk about the tasering. Here's a big deal, and also wanted to
University of Florida taser.
That's
we're
right.
National news.
We'll get to it.
Gainesville.
We'll get to it. But I know before we get started, I want to say Counselor Curtis is here with us.
Hey, how's it going, Jimmy?
Okay, and Engineer Eric.
Hey.
And
the Poltergeist.
The Poltergeist.
I'm not really here.
Okay.
It's not his real
and
name either.
That's all we have.
That's all we have.
Hey, we had a couple birthdays since the last show. We had listener Susie and Rotan Resort Bill. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Hey. That's good. Mm-hmm. And I did notice that we don't say hello to Gunnar, although he's on our list. Gunnar wrote in and said he sent us the video.
The Shock Doctrine, which was your fill
and... which we'd already talked about in the last show. He said, well, I haven't listened to your show. I said,
ooh.
Hello, okay.
You're on the list.
You're on the list. That's right.
And the words of Francis saw you.
And we did. Yeah. And we'd also wanted to say again hello to our sponsor, LibertarianForum.com.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yeah. Absolutely.
There's a link on the website.
We didn't mean to make fun of him last time.
Yeah, I chastised Jimmy Rowley for
that's
that.
Right. He wasn't making fun. He was not being funny.
Here's the deal. I don't know if you know this, but any publicity is... is good publicity. Just think about OJ.
Just ask that.
So, no, I mean, seriously, can you imagine, just for a second, let me just digress just for 1 second here. Actually, I'm digressing off of nothing, so it's not a digression. Start with a digression and work our way back. Okay.
Before we even
list. They even had like three channels. They suddenly couldn't get over the Johnny Cochran thing, you know, how many years ago that was. It was 24-hour OJ again. I couldn't believe it. I'm thinking, so what?
OJ. Right. OJ. OJ.
Hey, we need
baby.
So anyway, but let me just go through real quick a couple of things here.
End of the digression there.
Yeah, to say hello. I want to say some of our people have been searching on leash laws, which I'm not going to talk about today, although I probably should. I got up in the middle of it.
Oh, I got something on that.
Okay.
Something related to that.
We did get Sweden, hello, mina vänner I Sverige, and där uppe I Kiruna, and Norrköping and Uppsala, and something. Oh, the Sweden, I did want to, we'll get to, there's something, and maybe in the second half of this thing, we'll get talk about something that's, it's the terrorist attack in Sweden.
Ah.
Soon, Everglades.
Hated it.
Somebody hated it, right. Everglades City drug bust, somebody searched on, found that. I did notice that the...
nude chicken fights was one
of
them.
From Poland.
Right.
Somebody from Poland searched, and we come up number one.
Oh, right. These are Google searches.
Yeah, Google search. They came up
they
number one.
They lead you to Jimmy Doan.
That's right. And
we're
they
not
go
paying
right
for these,
to Jimmy
Doan.
I mean, it's just... Well, also, I also
nude
noticed
chickens.
That we're number one on Senator Toe Tap.
Well, I got something to say about that too.
And review Shock Doctrine. We're number one on that. And
had a link to that and everything.
Yeah, so. North Pole ice melting. So I mean, we're environmentalists. We got it. Yeah, look, we cover all the bases. This is it. Always ahead of the curve.
Hey, hello to Sri Lanka. And I got hit from all the way down there. Moscow again.
Sri Lanka.
And this is the Moscow in Russia.
That's the one.
Because we do get Moscow, Ohio, or whatever it is.
Yeah. And
Smyrna, Tennessee, of course, that's the gunner, I guess.
The old DR.
Bienvenido from the DR.
Yep.
Puerto Plata, been there, done that.
Yeah, Puerto Plata, that's right. We vacationed there.
Yep, mm-hmm. Yep.
That was a good time. Okay.
You ready?
Yes,
get
ready.
Mojo working?
So the...
Hey, Jimmy, move your light there, first of all. Much better.
Okay.
So welcome to the Jack Rhodes Show.
That's right. I forgot to mention Jack Rhodes.
I'm here.
Okay, good.
I might be.
Need no mention.
That's right. So the big news, of course, the last couple of days has been the tasering here.
Locally.
Yeah! We actually made front page. Well, one of the things I've always mentioned here...
We made front page all over the world.
Yeah, we did.
One.
We did. This is better than anti-Muslim cartoons.
All right, since we are worldwide, there, let's still explain a little bit of what happened here.
Okay, what happened was about? John Kerry came down, the Vietnam War veteran.
Right, that's right.
Served two tours
Vietnam
for a total of 9 hours.
And then
was wounded three times by his own shrapnel. and got his own fire.
And
his
own
friendly fire. He doesn't like himself very much, so it's unfriendly fire. So anyway, the deal is that he got Purple Hearts and got out of there after 9 days or whatever it was.
Right. So he came to University of Florida
to talk about things. And it was built as a town meeting. It was here at the university, and they had a couple thousand students there.
You had to pay to get in.
No, you didn't. It was freebie.
I thought you did.
No, it was freebie.
No tickets?
It was a freebie. And that actually, believe it or not, the fact that it was free actually changes the dynamic.
Not for me, man.
I know it doesn't for you. Okay. So anyway, what happened was this one kid gets up there, grabs the microphone, and he's kind of a troublemaker. He's known to be that. His website. What's his name?
College kid here.
College kid, right? 21-year-old.
His name is Taser Boy.
Taser Boy. That's
Meyer,
his new name.
Ryan,
that's right.
Meyer.
TB. And so the deal is that he grabbed the microphone and started screaming about a bunch of things. Turns out he's apparently some kind of a really liberal guy.
Well, no, he's a conspiracy theorist.
Okay, conspiracy theorist. Whatever.
Yeah.
He starts talking about... a lot of crazy things, and after about a minute or two, they said, okay, that's enough, because you're supposed to be asking questions at this thing, not ranting, as so many of these people do. And called security and said to haul him off. So they have a film of all this, of course, as you know. Everybody in their webcam, their cell phones, their everything else filmed the crap out of
it. Six different angles.
This guy himself had brought his own camera and actually asked a female bystander if they would video.
Right.
So,
okay.
All right.
Okay, so anyway, so then, and that's, and she did not do a bad job.
No, I thought she did a great job.
Yeah, I thought she did a pretty good job. We didn't get any pictures of her.
We'll link to it on the site here if it's still up on YouTube.
Oh, right. You can bet it's not going away anytime soon. Anyway, the deal is, so they dragged him off down the hall, down the aisle to the back of the thing, and while they were trying to...
Hey, you trying that out? I brought a couple of tasers in for us.
Did
to
you?
Try. Yeah, yeah.
Where did you? So
did
anyway,
it,
they decided.
Did this hurt?
Dang!
All right, so he wasn't leaving.
So he wasn't leaving.
And now,
so
was he punching? Was he kicking? Did he have a weapon?
No, he was flailing around.
Flailing around.
That's all about it. Well, it was, and so they got a handcuff on him. One on an.
How many police officers?
Four.
Were one,
there were at least
two,
four.
Three, four.
There
okay.
were
at least four.
Four.
At least four.
There might have been five. I forget. But there's pictured four.
Okay.
And apparently, according to our poltergeist friend here, at least one of them had a gun drawn.
Absolutely. See,
gun
you
drawn.
She drew the gun. And so this, and then he was screaming out, don't tase me, don't tase me, and...
They tased him.
As a response to...
Actually, he was saying, don't tase me, bro.
Okay.
That's actually what he said. So wait a second. I'm backing up here. Our poltergeist was actually in the room... When this happened.
This was off the video.
Oh, okay. Okay.
No, our poltergeist actually went to the next day. They had a big
protest
rally here.
Okay.
All
you
over
were
the place. That was a big deal. That was all over. And one of the things the internet does is to allow you to corral these instantaneous rave type demonstrations pretty quickly. It was all over Facebook and everything else.
All
so
right.
Anyway, the deal is for our international guests who have been hiding in a cave someplace,
right. Yeah, right.
Hi, Osama. this made the news because it seemed like it was a tad of an overreaction. There were four policemen had him down on the ground, obviously not a terrorist threat, whatever. It was in the back of the auditorium already. He was out of, wasn't like he was going to take Kerry out or anything.
Too bad.
Because Kerry was a Vietnam vet and could have probably taken him out anyway.
That's right. He knew Kung Fu.
He's tough.
That's right.
If he was Chuck Norris...
Right. Well,
you know what they say. Don't f with Chuck.
Okay,
hey, Chuck. We'll just an explicit day again.
Explicit now. That's it. Thank you, Jack Rhodes.
Thank you. 5 minutes and we're already explicit.
Okay.
Thank you, Tipper Gore.
You know, all right. Chuck was on the U.S. karate team. I mean, he's an actor. actual champion.
Right. Right. No, we know that. Right. And in other words, what we always want to see the fight between Jack Bauer and Chuck, but you know Chuck would win because he actually did. Okay.
All right, so the guy's on the ground and they taser his ass.
And they taser him.
Right. And they taser him once, twice?
No, they just got him once, and of course he's screaming bloody murder. It's all on the video and everything. Right. So, a couple of questions immediately come to mind was, do you think there was an overreaction? And number two, I was wondering, if you asked the cops, you know, if you had to do it over again, knowing the video cameras were running, would you do it?
They would definitely do it all over again. Definitely. This kind of thing happens all the time. Let me tell you something.
Right,
if you're shocked at this video, then you don't understand the relationship between police and normal people these days. Because this kind of thing...
Oh, I understand the relationship.
Yeah, exactly. They're allowed to do this.
I'm sure they are. And, of course, they've got kind of a sovereign immunity thing, too, don't they, pretty much?
Well, now, two of these
they
police officers...
immunity.
At least two of these police officers are on temporary
paid
leave.
Paid vacation.
They do that no matter what. If you discharge your gun, for instance, for any reason, mm-hmm. you go away... On administrative leave.
Man, I'd never be back at work.
Well, that may be. it's like those kids out in Arizona that don't want to go to school. You just draw a picture of a gun.
And
you get suspended 3 days.
Is that Officer Elmore driving a squad car, firing his handgun out the window again?
Right.
Right. All right.
So continue, Counselor.
Well, here's the thing. This is not an unusual occurrence. It happens all the time. And what people are shocked about is they think, well... You know, this guy is just up there speaking and
he's just a kid.
Shouldn't he be allowed? And just a kid. Isn't this too rough treatment? Couldn't they have handled it some other way? For example, couldn't they have just turned the mic off?
And they did. Actually, they did.
Yeah, they did.
Okay. They did turn the mic off.
All right. Well, here's the thing. I looked at this video closely and the guy is flailing around and he's struggling away from the police.
Right.
You don't do that. You're going to get tased or whacked with a stick. If you rip away from the police, that's just what's going to happen.
Okay.
The police have got to maintain order to some extent, and they get to draw the line there. They get to say that you're out of order. If you're too loud, this guy did not go here to ask a question. He went to cause a scene. I think the facts.
Well, I think he went to go and try to ask a conspiracy theory point to what they call a politically incorrect question to John Kerry.
If he had just done it in a normal voice.
Right.
If he had just gone up there and asked one question.
I'm also going to say this, that the theory that he's coming from is pretty severe, and he was, you know, you think about it, takes the fear of public speaking is one of those learned fears that, you know, it's one of the biggest fears people have. And you're going into a situation with a bunch of people, and there's cameras everywhere, and you know, you get up there, and I didn't see any video where he pushed his way to the front of the line.
Me neither.
I didn't see anything where there were students standing behind him waiting to get. I was aware that he was the last person to be speaking, and he was after that.
You can bet.
Well, yeah, it was that, and he did start it, and he was very calm in the beginning, and he only started to get upset once the cops touched him.
That's the way I saw it.
And the thing was, is that, you know, he's holding up a paperback book, which is obviously a deadly weapon or something, you know, and you know he was
WMD, baby.
Just regular questions. He might have had a little bit of passion behind it, but I didn't see it as being any kind of a... It looked like a regular session in Parliament, if you ask me.
British Parliament.
British Parliament. And
hands
for me,
straight up in the air with the
fact
book.
Of the matter is that you know, Kerry said that he would answer the question. Of course, this is unfortunately a little late, but the fact of the matter is that he was expecting that, you know, I may not be able to get the answer to the questions because they're going to figure out where they're going to know where I'm going with this, and they're going to try to stop me. And so he's going, well, I'm going to fight to try to get my question out there. I really want to have my free speech. And I think that's the angle that he was coming from, not that I'm going to go there and try to make a big scene and get tased and, you know, sue the university.
Rodney King. Amen, brother. No. Can I get an amen? That's exactly the way I saw it.
Right.
He's a passionate 21-year-old college student.
Right.
We need more of them. Now, what he's passionate about is questionable, but still,
he's only
I didn't.
21.
Well, I didn't see him make any move towards his pants where there could have been a weapon or anything. Hands in the air.
Right.
He was talking to them. He was telling them, don't arrest me. Mm-hmm. What am I doing? He repeated.
Well, you're not allowed to say, don't arrest me. I mean, that doesn't
no,
carry
no, he
any.
Didn't say that. He says, what are you arresting me for?
Yeah.
Why are you asking me to leave? What, you know, what's going on? I mean, I didn't say.
What did I do?
What did I do? What did I do? And it's like, the thing was
that he kept shouting. He was screaming, what did I do?
Yeah, but the police had interrupted him during his thing, and they had their hands all over him. And he's fearful at that point.
Yeah.
And I agree
with
Engineer Eric there. He did not go there to get arrested, and he sure as hell didn't go there to get tased.
No.
Okay?
I think he went to make some kind of a scene.
So be it, of course, a statement, not a scene.
Yeah,
a statement. Yeah. So be it, agree. But everybody else went to make a statement that stood in line and asked their question, too. He was a little more passionate about it.
Right.
But again, there were multiple, you know, police officers on this character. Why didn't they just remove him from the scene?
Well, and in fact, they walked him all the way to the front of the room. They could have just walked him out the front door.
When they got to the back, he broke free again. And then they took him down on the ground. And then there were five or six of them holding him down.
And then they tased him.
Right.
So they didn't tase him when he broke free.
No.
They only tased him once he was restrained,
right.
Had at least one hand in a handcuff.
Well, the guy said he had
both hands.
They said he only had one. It doesn't really matter. The whole point, because it's my understanding, at any rate, that the line be drawn is if you've got both hands handcuffed, then you can't tase the guy. Huh. Essentially, that's
false.
That's called under control at that point or something. But anyway, be that as it may, the deal here is
taser pigs.
Yeah, you give somebody a toy, and they're going to find a way to use it.
Hey,
man,
anything that you get the gun drawn? Could you imagine if it had accidentally gone off?
Well,
bam.
I didn't hear about the officer with the gun drawn. I guarantee you, she's on leave.
It would have been an accident.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you get off.
He very easily could have got his own butt shot if he had, when he broke away like the second time, he sort of spun towards the stage. It didn't look like he was rushing the stage or anything, but he moved closer towards a senator. And the police have got to assume that he might be some lunatic. You know, you can't just throw that out the window.
Colleges are made up of lunatics. I mean,
hey, I agree.
Including the teachers.
And most carry.
And they carry, right? Well, one of the polls that I read.
About Carrie, you mean?
No, it was this great poll. It was on Washington Post. He goes, how far should police go to maintain order? The first one was guns, knives, grenades, security guards should be used.
Kill them all.
Whatever means necessary to maintain order. Number two, the Alberto Gonzalez standard should apply. Unless security guards cause injuries such as death, organ failure, or serious impalement of bodily functions, it's all good. Number three was, I think they may have gone too far in the case of Andrew Meyer, but he did resist arrest, and besides, everyone enjoys watching a good tasering.
it's like a car chase. You
right,
know?
Number four was, Meyer may have been out of line.
Better him than me.
But the security guards crossed the line. One six of them were holding him down. They didn't need to zap him. This incident is an assault on reason itself. America has become a police state, and this is evidence of that, which I'm going with. And then the last one is, bro, if you have to tase anyone, tase John Kerry.
Yeah, look, you know, I've thought about this and thought about it, and in my opinion, yeah, they went too far. They didn't have to tase him. They could have just stuffed him in a car or something like that.
Well, then there's a
problem.
If
four cops can't get the college kid out of a place, they don't deserve to be cops.
Well, right. One of them was a big dude.
So tell us that you can continue. So they made a mistake, but what did they do that's going to cover their ass?
Well,
they're
going to be fine.
In fact, the only discussion is what are the charges going to be against the kid?
Right.
And there's no discussion about any charges against or anything at all about
Well,
the,
they're
the
going to do an investigation, but I guarantee you the worst punishment that's going to happen is they get transferred. These guys are not going to lose their jobs or anything.
What do you mean? The university, I don't think at the university there's not much transfer.
Well, what I mean is
they
call up FSU and say, hey, do you need two cops?
Right.
Okay, we got two people. Yeah, we'll send them up.
They need 300.
With taser experience.
Taser certified.
That's right. Well, you know, let me ask you a question. You know, with pepper spray, the cops have to get sprayed with it. Do you have to get tased in order to use the taser?
You get to volunteer. They ask you. They say, would you like to get tased?
Hell yeah!
Oh, my God.
Hey, man, don't point that thing at me, man. That could go off. You never know.
These things are fun. Yeah. I know why the cops did it.
Jeez. Yeah, right. Everybody should own one.
Yeah,
no, I mean, they're like all, you know, you can get like so many different kinds. It's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
We got two kinds right here.
Yeah, right, exactly. Come on down. That's good. Okay.
So, yeah, we did get a couple of clips from from our poltergeist here from the
melee.
They had a couple of nice cadences the students were walking to. Oh, here's one.
All right. What do we want?
Like
free speech. When do we want it?
What
now?
Do we want it? Yeah, now. And then this one I like.
No, no. Police brutality has got to go.
Police brutality's got to go. Hey, hey.
Look, pretty good.
Look, the biggest lesson that everybody should take out of this whole incident is
to get one of your cards.
Yeah, you need a police encounter card because this guy had several opportunities to avoid getting tased.
When's your sticker one coming out?
Well, that's the police encounter card. Okay. The stopper.
It's at the printer now.
The stopper. Yeah. Stopper.
actually,
it's already Counselor Curtis.
That's right. Well, it's already been printed. You got to attach the glue on the back.
right.
Well, he's just gonna get a stick them, peel them off.
Yeah, peel them off.
If this guy had halfway through his tirade had just said, "Okay, that's it, I'm done," and sat down and shut up, they'd have left him alone. Or if he'd said, "Okay, I'm leaving," and shut up, they'd left him alone. But he kept screaming and he kept jerking around and doing.
Okay, we
like
understand that the guy, and of course his website is apparently he's done this sort of thing on a lesser level before. He's a prankster, he's a jokester. Actually, reminds me a little bit of Jimmy. Jimmy has done this sort of thing himself.
Wait.
That is, this was. It reminds me one time when I was over in East Berlin. I was over in East Berlin, and there was this bun
during the war.
Yeah, you know, this was when the wall
the
was
first wall.
Before it was Berlin.
No.
I mean, but this is when the wall was still up, and you take the tour over there. You get on the bus with a bunch of tourists. We're all dressed like Florida, you know, cameras, everything else looked like totally non-threatening.
Magnum
but
to
go through the wall, Checkpoint Charlie, the whole deal. You have a bunch of these Russian kids. They're 16, 17, 18, 19 years old with, you know, AK, whatever they are.
Well, your one security guard gets off on the west side when it crosses into the east.
Right.
He's like this old man with a cap gun, basically.
Right. And then get on, of course, they come on. And I remember they were coming down the line. There was like 20 of us or 30 of us on the bus going over to tour to East Berlin. And the kids, you know, they had me, you know, take off your sunglasses, you know, this. So anyway, we go through. And the lady was this bun lady right out of Central Casting.
Brunhilde.
I mean, right out of Central. Gray, you know, tight uniform with the hair pulled back, the bun, the little thin lips. I mean, right out of Central Casting.
Are you talking hot here, Jimmy? Is she hot or is she old?
Right. No, she was. I guess she was probably 45. Yeah, no.
She was long of tooth and tight of girdle.
Unbelievable. So anyway, she was the total right down the party line business. So anyway, turns out that she was doing one of the things that they did in order to make a few dollars was they sold you postcards and stamps that didn't match up. Those like buns and hot dogs. You know, you get the wrong number. So I sat there and I said, and I'm figuring this out, being a math major. I asked her, excuse me, Brunhilde, I don't understand this. You know, do we get extra stamps or whatever? Well, she's, you know, sit down and shut up this kind of thing. No, you don't understand the German way or whatever. I don't know. Well, the other people on the bus were sitting there saying, shut up, for God's sake. Jesus Christ. You're hiding under the seats. You know,
who's this Doan character?
You're right. No, I mean, seriously. So anyway, then we go to a place that's tourists only. She said we had, you know, 30 minutes or something to get a cup of coffee and a piece of cake, which was a special place for tourists only. You could go, and she said, you got 30 minutes, why don't you do your postcard? So I'm sitting there, wrote all the postcards out, put the appropriate stamps on. Of course, I had two stamps left over, whatever, which they knew, of course, obviously. And then she comes in after about 15 minutes. I'm not quite done. She says, get back on the bus. We're getting ready to go. And I'm going like, well, you know, your definition of 15 minutes or 30 minutes or 45 is different from mine. Okay, no problem. Time warp, East Germany, understand that. So then I was looking around for a mailbox, and it turned out it was like a block down the street, because obviously you couldn't mail these things once you know. So I'm running down there everybody's hollering. She's, get back on the bus. And of course the people on the bus are saying, get back here. They're going to kill us all. We're never going to go home again. I mean, just these little things like
this. We killed him, so now we have to kill all of you all.
Right. Exactly.
No,
so my point is, this is the same kind of thing. It's the, what they call the innocent. You shouldn't worry about this confrontation thing, but because on the other side, they're so paranoid.
Yeah.
You know, and that's my point. And I've done it, and it's so much fun. So I can appreciate what this guy was doing.
Well, and that you made my point exactly. Which is that in today's day and age with
the police state,
well, more or less, with the laws as strict as they are.
That was a police state.
All right, let
with the laws as strict as they are, the police are used to arresting normal people. And you get normal protests from that. You get people going, hey, what do you mean? I'm an American. I get to say what I want to say. No, you get clubbed with a stick.
Right.
And so,
officer, may I suggest you use your nightstick?
Exactly.
Trading places.
Yeah, So, with the laws as strict as they are, the police feel totally comfortable tasing this guy in front of an audience full of people.
Okay.
And that's just how it is right now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like this guy was black or anything.
No. It's all, no, the fact is, it was all, I think everybody there just about was white.
I was kidding.
Everybody involved.
It was no, one of the officers.
We'll edit in the laughter there. Okay. Throwing the can laughter there.
But the question, of course, the question is, the University Police Department is kind of a close. Everybody knows who this the taser was. I wonder if there's going to be any repercussions on this person walking around.
Taser pig.
Yeah, right, exactly. I mean,
there was.
What were the...
That guy's picture was, like, all over the place.
Yeah, what was the protest like today? Were they nailing any officers in particular?
You mean yesterday?
No, it was yesterday. It was Tuesday. Okay. So, okay. No, I mean, it was just the students went over there to the alumni hall and basically sat down.
Berkeley.
Yep, on the, well, not quite like Berkeley.
No.
But
more like Kent State. Right?
No. We're waiting for Kent State.
Was there any security there?
Just a few.
Well, now, let me ask you this. So what you're telling me is there were some non-student entities there that dressed like students but might possibly have not been students?
Yeah, they outweighed them by about 120 pounds.
And were carrying.
Yeah, they were carrying something. They looked like big laptop cases. I don't know what they
were. Violin cases.
Yeah, I'm not really sure.
So
but,
there are a lot of musicians there.
Yeah, maybe so.
How many people at this protest?
Probably 80 people.
Yeah, the FDLE Philharmonic.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, there were plenty of people. If something would have really taken place there, it would have been a lot worse than tasering. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, worse than Kent State. Now, well, I think that they probably won't avoid. I'm guessing that they won't avoid that, if at least for now. Next year, I don't know, because we're going to talk a little bit about some of the new stuff here in a minute.
Well, I think we need to put a link to Andrew Meyer's website.
We will do that. Actually, I looked at it quite extensively today.
Hey, I want to tell you,
it was a little slow, because I'm sure he's got 20 jillion a minute on
it. Well, first thing I'd have done would have been put in a big fat ad for something up there.
Definitely.
Well, I got one.
Tasers.
I got one.
Tasers, right.
One thing that you...
Tasers or us.
That's the first thing I'd done. I'd have done 1-800-TASERS, man, I'll tell you.
I'll tell you what I will do. I will put an Amazon link to buy tasers on our website.
There you go.
You can support our tasering.
FreedomTasers.com.
FreedomTasers.com.
Probably some Blackhawk body armor, too.
In fact, if you send us $1,000, you get a free taser.
That's right. Absolutely.
And autograph.
And a mug. That's right. We have a few mugs.
So I didn't see this, but on this Meyer website, I thought, this was something he did here, one of the pranks he did the day after the Harry Potter book came out. He stood up here on the corner with the book in one hand and a big sign that says Harry dies.
Harry died. That was great.
Well, telling the ending. That's great.
I mean, we'll counsel Curtis now. When we got out of The Empire Strikes Back, you know, we're sitting there walking through the line going, I can't believe Darth Vader's Luke's dad.
People are
what? We ruined it for 50 people. I thought it was funny as hell. Well, you want to take a break?
Yeah, let's go.
During the break, I want you to hear this. One thing in America you can always appreciate is somebody's going to do a remix. So here's the Don't Tase Me.
What are you doing? Why are they arresting me? Did someone do something here? I want to stand loosely for my question.
Words and Lyrics by Andy Muck.
Hey, this is Engineer Eric from the G-Down Show, and you're listening to The Nice with Keith Emerson on keyboards. We just got done listening to part one of our September 19th podcast. If you need part two, go to gdown.com. Tell a brother, make a friend.
Nah!